And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring something new in modern music.
Everyone, you're listening to a very special episode of Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I am Greg Zapata, and we here are doing something we haven't done in a long time. We've cleaned up the guest entrance, we put down the guest linen, and we've de-electrified the second seat in the studio. Yes, we have a guest with us, and he is a journalist, he is a musician, he is a bon vivant, he is a gourmand, he's a man about town, he's a media gadfly. You've certainly heard his voice before. It's the one and only Matt Baskin.
Hey there, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. All the other musicians I asked were dead, so you fit the bill, actually.
Well, hopefully I'm among us for at least a little bit longer.
Well, for at least the next hour.
Yeah.
Anyway, in addition to singing some songs that you've composed, you picked some songs that you quite fancy, and that was one of them, Guided by Voices, Best of Jill Hives. Why don't you tell us about that one?
You know, I don't really know much of the backstory behind that particular song by Guided by Voices. I just know that I've seen them play it live a number of times, and I really enjoy it, and whenever I'm listening to music, you know, on shuffle and that comes on, I think it's quite a banger. So what can I say? I decided to put it first.
Was Guided by Voices one of the first bands you really got into?
No, I wouldn't say so. I didn't really get into Guided by Voices till I was in college, and I didn't even really get into them until after college, I would say. The first band along those lines, like 90s indie icons, let's say, that was probably Pavement. I was into Pavement back in high school.
Okay, and... And we have you don't have any Pavement on your list of songs, but you have songs that certainly are along those lines. We have some Destroyer, we're going to have some Magnetic Fields later. But first, we're going to listen to a song by a Wilco-adjacent project, Golden Smog. Anything you want to tell us about that song, or should we just let the song do the talking?
Oh, I don't want to say too much about it, other than I find it quite beautiful. It's one of my favorite Jeff Tweedy songs.
Well, in that case, here's Three by Matt Baskin.
Let's go down together, 3 a.m. tomorrow night. I'll take you over anything. Let's go out together, broad daylight in the street. I'll take you anywhere. Your music fills my car, and your voice breaks every time. I'm still wondering if I know who you are. I hang on every line. Let's go down together, down by the old main stream. I'll take you over anything. Let's go back in time, 1959. I'll take you Radio King. Your music fills my car, and your voice breaks every time. I'm still wondering if I know who you are. I hang on every line.
And that right there, for all you lucky boys and girls and non-conforming types, that was The Thermals Returning to the Fold. And before that we had, and you will notice by the Trail of Dead, with How Near, How Far. And at the start we had Golden Smog, a Wilco-adjacent project, with Radio King. And I'm certainly no Radio King, more of a radio knave, really. But those songs were picked out by my guest, Matthew David Baskin. Mr. MD, tell us about those songs and what drove you, compelled you to pick them.
Well, you know, I have to say, actually, How Near, How Far by Andy Chanois by The Trail of Dead, that's a song I only got into recently. I had never listened to a whole lot of their work, but for whatever reason, over the past month or so, I listened to a little bit of them. I listened to Tool for the first time ever, if you can believe that. And, you know, I listened to it more electronica than I think I'd ever listened to before, some of it at your recommendation. But anyway, that song by Andy Chanois by The Trail of Dead really came out on top for me. I just think it's a good song. What can I say?
I think the pandemic has forced us all to expand our musical horizons a little bit. I certainly listened to more electronic and instrumental music during my time in the grad school mines, because sometimes when it's 3 a.m. and you're out of your mind on caffeine, you just need a little mogwai.
It's true. You know, I've gotten into some weird classical music over the course of this pandemic. Ligeti. I was already into Shostakovich. I was already into, like, Stravinsky, guys along those lines. One interesting fellow that I came across was, forget his first name. Last name's Noncaro. And he would basically program player pianos to play faster than a human possibly could. And they're just these incredibly complex compositions, if you can even call them that. I mean, they're just programmatic. People have called it, referred to it as the first computer music, and I have to agree with that. It's really incredible to listen to.
Well, based on those recommendations, the next few weeks of playlists will certainly have your fingerprints all over them. And speaking of the great, you know, Stravinsky and all that, you have a few compositions that you're going to throw our way. Tell us about this first one.
Well, nothing's quite like The Firebird or Rite of Spring, but this song, maybe I'm more in the company of Leonard Cohen with this song, because it's called DeSoto Hotel No. 1. That's, of course, after his Chelsea Hotel No. 2. And you might recognize the melody. It's in 4-4, but it is the same melody as Leonard Cohen's Chelsea Hotel No. 2. So here it goes. Shall I begin?
Sure. Why don't you take us to the DeSoto Hotel No. 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Baskin.
I remember you well in the DeSoto Hotel. You weren't there, but I still felt your grip. Waking up dead in a credit card bed. An alarm clock that I didn't set. In the streets and the squares, you spelled out your story. The gaps were as big as your mouth. You hushed me when I sang glory, so at home in the treacherous south. Your tongue got away, didn't it, baby? You let it run loose all night long. Your tongue got away, but you won't hear me say, I need you, I need you. I don't need you, I need you. I don't need you, that's somebody. I don't need you, I don't need you. so stoned. A ghost grips at the steer. State cap rising in my rearview mirror. Green Mountain Saturnalia song. Young Americans on that long. We all slept on Robert Frost's floor. I kept one eye open.
To do good works. I bought them all.
blues. Your blood versus your
And we're back. That was Destroyer with Your Blues. And before that, we had Two by Matt Baskin, DeSoto Hotel No. 1, which makes sense, and Robert Frost's Floor. And Matt, would you care to discuss either the songs that you wrote or the song that you picked? Or you could discuss all three. This is really your show now.
Maybe I'll discuss something that's separate altogether. No, so Robert Frost's Floor, that last one I played, that was actually about a trip to Bennington College that me and my old bandmates took. This is about 12 and a half years ago at this point, but we were playing a show at Bennington. One of our members was a Bennington alum. We drove up there in a snowstorm. I wasn't actually stoned, for the record, during said snowstorm. A little creative embellishment there, but I can guarantee you that some of my friends were most definitely were. Is it okay to talk about this on the radio?
Oh yeah, it's fine.
Good. Well, anyway, so we ended up sleeping that night, actually, on the floor of a building that was owned by Bennington College, or at least I think it was owned by Bennington College, and it once had belonged to Robert Frost, hence Robert Frost's Floor. It's one I've been playing for a while now.
Wonderful. And we discussed DeSoto Hotel and the Leonard Cohen influence.
Yeah.
And Destroyer, Your Blood, why that song?
You know, I don't have a good reason for you other than I heard it randomly, I believe, at a bar at one point. I Shazammed it. I saw that it was Your Blood by Destroyer. I saved that song, and I've been listening to it ever since. I just think it's a really good song. What can I say? I think that piano work is fabulous. I think it has a little bit of the cabaret about it, the way, man, his name's escaping me, but the way the man who goes by Destroyer does his vocal delivery. I just think it's a little bit of a carnival of a song.
A lovely, honest assessment. We'll have more from Matt Baskin after this legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And that's the truth, Ruth. Up next, we have another song picked by Matt Baskin, and it's by The Magnetic Fields, Don't You Know?
They say the city is dirty and gray, but I think it's pretty on a summer day and on rain. But have you seen it in the snow? When every light has a halo. When it snows all night and the world glows white in the morning light. Oh, have you seen it in the snow? It's all falling down and rebuilding. Neither stars nor sun, and I've never seen one rainbow. For rainbows go to Idaho. But have you seen it in the snow? When every light has a halo. When it snows all night and the world glows white
Absolutely nothing.
Once again, Matt Baskin.
Terrible 21st, or is it just Terrible 21st? Is
just the, Terrible 21st, no article in front of it.
No need for any article, definitive or otherwise.
That's exactly right.
And before that, we had Pavement, Range Life, and at the start, we had the Magnetic Fields, 01, Have You Seen It in the Snow? And would you care to talk, this is, we'll do a little bit of a get to know your guest later in the show, but why don't you tell us about those songs first, starting with the Magnetic Fields. I know they have a special place for you.
Yeah, I love Magnetic Fields. I should say the Magnetic Fields. I'm getting confused with where articles belong, apparently.
And you, but, a newsman.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, no, I really love the Magnetic Fields. Stephen Merritt, who's the songwriter behind the Magnetic Fields, is one of my very favorite songwriters. Kind of along the lines of Destroyer, I really appreciate the way he writes almost as if he's writing for the theater. I think that his songs have a real, you know, show tune quality to them. And in fact, I'm a little disappointed that a jukebox musical of Magnetic Fields' work has not been made. I hope Stephen Merritt does that someday. But that song is from his album, 50 Song Memoir, basically a present to himself and to the world, with one song dedicated to each year of his life, or each year that he's been alive, anyway. And 01, 2001, Have You Seen It in the Snow? It was his song about New York in the wake of the September 11th attacks. Regardless of any symbolism there in the lines, I just think it's a beautiful song.
I do love that his albums tend to have a certain theme tying them all together. Of course, everyone knows 69 love songs, but from that album, you know, that song is very good, but I also have a very soft spot for Be True to Your Bar. I can't remember what year that is off the top of my head. I want to say 04, perhaps?
It's right around there. It's in the early aughts, and that's a wonderful song, too. And that's what I mean. I mean, he can write in so many different, let's say, subgenres of musical theater, kind of like that's a big anthemic sort of show-stopping, like, I don't know, almost a sailor song, right?
I am picking up what you were putting down. I am smelling what you are stepping in. And after that, we had Pavement. I was wrong. We did have Pavement on the playlist. I just did not read my intel correctly. The grad student in question has been fired. But that was Range Life by Pavement. And you were talking about Pavement as one of the bands that you really got into early on. Would you care to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you know, so ninth grade, I was 14 years old. The Strokes were very big. And an older boy, he wasn't making fun of me, but he was saying, you know, man, the Strokes are okay, but you should listen to this garage rock. And frankly, I like the Strokes better than Pavement at the end of the day. But he steered me towards Pavement, and I'm very glad he did.
But the lead singer of Pavement doesn't have a jacket like Julian Casablancas does.
A few people do have a jacket like Julian Casablancas. Does.
And then you played Terrible 21st. Is there a story behind that song that you would care to grace us with?
Or is
ambiguity, does the ambiguity serve the mystique?
You know, there are several stories behind that song. I pulled a bunch of threads in my mind together with that one, at least lyrically. I think musically it's pretty simple. You can figure it out if you've played guitar before. But but no, I frankly don't care to divulge any of the stories behind that song. They get pretty personal.
Well, you know what? That's that's your right. It is your birthday. Well, we're recording this on Thursday, May the 26th, and so your birthday is a few hours away, and this and then the show will be going out on the 29th. So it will have been your birthday. So happy birthday, huzzah, right. Huzzah. So
when others are hearing us talk, it will be my birthday.
That's right. And I'm sorry, did I get, is it the 29th or the 27th?
Oh, you got it, the 29th.
Oh, okay.
Because the show airs Sunday, correct?
Yes, it does
right.
air on
it is Sunday.
Okay, I normally would say we can cut all this in editing, but I will own my mistakes.
Oh, please, please.
All right, and before we get into our last block of noise, we're going to do a quick lightning round, get to know your guests. So I'm going to throw a few questions at you.
Sure.
First concert you went to?
First concert I went to, well, depends on what you mean by concert, because I, of course, went to plenty of piano recitals for my older sister as a child, went to my own piano recitals where I was both in the audience and up on stage. But my first rock show, that was probably in ninth grade. It was 2001, and I went to go see everybody's favorite New England college band, Dispatch, at the Orpheum Theater. Funnily enough, a band that I went to high school with, you know, a rock band, there were guys who were a year ahead of me, and actually one of them is another journalist in this area now. I don't know what the other guys are doing at this point, but they were called Zen. They changed their name a few times.
To the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance?
Ha, right, exactly. No, these guys, they were nice guys. I didn't always love their music, but they were very tight and very talented, and they actually ended up getting to open for Dispatch at the Orpheum. They weren't the opener for Dispatch. They were the opener for the opener for Dispatch. But still, pretty cool to be about 15 years old and playing at the Orpheum. Now, the second rock show that I ever saw, which I consider more of a rock show because, frankly, the Dispatch concert, a bit boring, was Ozma, and then it was either the Get Up Kids or Saves the Day. I believe it was the Get Up Kids, and then Weezer, of course. They were touring on Maladroit, and that is my first real rockin' show. I had a friend who lost their shoes in the pit. That tells you it was a real time.
Well, will the owner of the shoes please mail them to your congressman with a message on a postcard? Let's see. What other questions can I throw at you? I'm not trying to waste time or anything, but you know, it's good that the opener for the opener got to play at the Orpheum. That's, you know, nice way to earn some beer money or, you know, soda money back in the day. You know, we're not trying to encourage, you know, degenerate practices. Yes.
I still have an image in my mind of those four guys up on stage having the absolute time of their lives. So what can I say? More power to them. I'm glad they got to have that experience at that age.
All right, that's I agree entirely. And to pivot from the rock show, third and final question: your favorite type of soup, but I don't want you to qualify it. I want you to quantify it.
17 bowls of French onion soup.
And with that, we're going to go into our final block of noises. We have Purple Mountains. Matt, tell us a little bit about this band.
So this is David Berman's project. They came out with an album, I want to say 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. I believe it was 2019, actually. And sadly, soon after it came out, just before they were about to go on tour, David Berman took his own life. But this is a great song. David Berman, you also might know him from Silver Jews, often wrote kind of in a country mode. And this song is very much a country song, both in terms of the music and in terms of the content. It's a real heartbreaker. But David Berman was a poet, and he was a wonderful poet. He has a collection of stories I highly recommend. Collection of stories, there I go. Collection of poetry I highly recommend you read called Actual Air. And interestingly, Greg, David Berman got his Master's of Fine Arts in poetry at UMass Amherst, our own alma mater.
Well, you know what? You are UMass.
This is true. But yeah, I just can't recommend this album enough. This is the first song off of it, but just about every song in it is good. On it is good, I should say. Only one clunker that I can think of.
Yeah, Snowing on Manhattan is a really good song.
I know,
too.
I believe you played that on the show.
You know what? You've read my file. Ladies and gentlemen, Silver Jews. I'm sorry, Purple Mountains.
Well, I don't like talking to myself, but someone's gotta say it. Hell, I mean, things have not been going. Enjoy.
One last time on Great Songs About Nothing Good, Matt Baskin.
Great.
waves I cannot see. Put a ghost inside of me. There is a ghost inside of me. There is a ghost inside of me.
And that was Neko Case with Man, and at the start we had Purple Mountains, That's Just the Way I Feel, and nestled in the middle we had another Matt Baskin original, There's a Ghost Inside of Me, if I am correct.
That's correct.
And this ghost, is he with us right now?
Oh, he is. Would you like to hear from him?
You know what? Maybe for the next show.
Okay, that's fine. We'll put him on hold. Couldn't get to him this week. I get it.
Yeah, I know. My usual medium is in the shop. But we've talked about why you picked Purple Mountains. Would you like to talk about, is there a story behind The Ghost Inside of Me, besides the actual ghost?
Right. Well, I think that I can safely speak on behalf of said ghost in saying that this is a song about the history of the Quavon Reservoir in western Massachusetts. You yourself are well familiar with it, but basically there were several towns out in the Swift River Valley, just to the east of the Pioneer Valley, you know, Amherst, Northampton, and all that. So between that area, the Pioneer Valley and Worcester, was nestled the Swift River Valley. But the state, dating back into the very early 20th century, knew they needed a bigger water supply to feed Boston, or, you know, slake the thirst of Boston and its surrounding communities. And so in the 30s, they started clearing out the Swift River Valley. They paid the residents to move, eminent domain, all that sort of thing. And so now in western Massachusetts, you can see where Boston and Greater Boston, Metro West, gets its drinking water. It is a big, beautiful body of water that beneath it has, the whatever remains of these towns, really. It's just, you know, excavated foundations, empty graveyards, things like that.
Actually, I believe it was WGBH, or one of the PBS stations, did a documentary on the Quabbin Reservoir. It was like back in the 80s, I believe. It's on YouTube. I remember I when I did a project in the Quabbin Reservoir for my grad school. I'm a urban planner by training. I watched that documentary, and it was very interesting to see, and also hear those old Western Massachusetts accents that aren't really around anymore.
Care to do an impression?
No, I have a pending lawsuit. I can't speak any more about that.
All right.
The citizens of the residents of Dana have it in for me.
Yeah, and Enfield, they've had enough too. No. Thank you for the recommendation. Actually, that sounds like an interesting documentary. Maybe I'll put it on tonight.
Maybe you should. And then we had Necco Case Man and Necco Case. We all love Necco Case in this parish, don't we?
Yeah, we do all love Necco Case in this parish. And you know, that was one of the first Necco Case solo songs I ever heard. I was, of course, familiar with her work from The New Pornographers, but I remember I was listening to your competitor, WERS, one day. This is probably about 10 years ago.
It's okay. We've buried the blood feud. It's fine.
If you say so. But I heard the song came on, and I just thought it was a riot. I thought it was a great rock song. I thought the lyrics were very funny, but quite pointed and poignant at times, too. And in the middle, you've got M. Ward shredding, so can't go wrong there.
Oh, no, M. Ward is fantastic. And this will bring us to the end of this episode of Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. Matt Baskin, thank you for coming by.
My pleasure.
And I'll see you around the apartment.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy. System politique.